The first point, I don't think it's a great point, to be honest, but I think it needs saying because it's about, you know, Kevin Murray's recent comments. You know, I thought they were really appalling, so I thought it needed some kind of rebuttal or whatever, so this is my sense of the image. So is Kevin Myers' death, by the way, Kevin Myers, he said apologies about African people, you know, and but you know, I won't even say what he said, but he said really, really horrible stuff. And it's not the first time he said really appalling stuff. So I'm torn between not giving him any attention and, you know, criticizing his work and poetry, but I think he does need to say something, so this is my sense. Is Kevin Myers' death, is Kevin Myers blind, is Kevin Myers out of his mind? Is Kevin Myers dumb? Is Kevin Myers a fool? Is Kevin Myers a tool? I think the answer is yes. His views are not worth satirizing. His stupidity is not worth eulogizing. I think it's time to ask, what has Kevin Myers given to the world? Does this amount to anything more than poisonous articles about Africans and single mums, and a book about the sexual exploits in Northern Ireland during the Troubles? I propose that Kevin Myers be made sing for his supper so that he might contribute something melodious to humanity. Thank you. Beautiful sounds, you don't hear much silence here. So this is actually a love poem, but it's a love poem, it's not a romantic love poem, it's a love poem for everybody. And it's called I Want to Tell You. How beautiful you are in 100 voices, a million languages. I want the ocean to sing your praise and tell you with 1 million songs and 1,000 tunes, cakewalling if it will do, how beautiful you are to the tips of your toes and back up along your spine to be bore and crown. With 100 caresses, I want you to know that the sun shines for you and the wind blows for you. And I don't know if we have a spiritual core, or whether we are mere divine reflections of emptiness, but you are beautiful, to be sure. Thank you.
if you can, or a mic to be on, and let it go.
I am trained. I have no use for a psychiatrist. What is this shit you're giving me? I was a Tibetan master, not so long ago. I was a teacher, a spiritual one to the Dalai Lama. He's on his way, he just got delayed. What are these cuffs you are putting on me? What is this car you are taking me in? I am free. Thank you, there's no love here. Thank you, Tree. I was guru, spiritual, with magic thinking. I could levitate your soul to a place called love, to an awakening. Why are you containing me? Is this a hospital? I'm intrigued. I was celebrity, a spiritual one. I found God and I had to tell everybody. My every thought was on the internet. Cameras are watching me. From many. I am bringing about world peace. What's with this medication you gave me? It's making me fucking irritable and all sleepy. I was trained. I had roots. I had leaves. I knew how it felt to be at peace. You can contain me. You can sedate me. You can talk to me like I am peace. But
thanks, Bill. Next up to the mic, we have Conrad Fisher. Conrad Fisher. To come to fire. I was flying higher and higher, just then, the demons in the ground. No more thoughts, see my words, no more broken shields. In the heart of battle, our remember, always to move, heaven and heaven. All the demons, the wish to be their home, to be their fellow, to feel better, and to remember the high ground. And draw an event with my words with the mind. Hey, comrade. Thank you. Next up to the open mic, we actually have next week's good birth, so I hope you're going to give too much away. It's Miles Elliott.
First of all, that's just an ugly room at the time, of course. But surrounded by Paul Casey here. I'm more of a doggerel catcher, you know, and I'll give you a few examples tonight. But next week I will read from a new edition of short story collection with a few extra stories in it, and maybe a few would-be poems or just doggerel. Anyway, this is Song for a Pueblo Blanco, White Village. I love Spain. I think we're actually Spanish that got sort of set adrift up in the cold West Atlantic. We're really Spanish at heart, you know? There's drinkers and thinkers and herders of goats. There's healers and dealers, inventors and poets. Quiet men with mule trains, youths on loud bikes, old ladies in black, school kids in Nikes. There's tapas and che in the communist bar. You want vida loca? Cost the concrete's not far. Bandit ghosts in the hills, fast cars on sharp bends, chase adrenaline thrills where the road ends. There's folk of all shades, brown, black, pinkified, villas in olive groves, casitas on cliffside, white streets at all angles, cool shade for the siesta. Girls in flouncy dresses make the most of the fiesta. There's the odd poco loco, but harmless enough, holding loud conversations with themselves off the cuff. There's dreamers and schemers, how to make a euro. There's a time warp showing between banco and burro. There's artist and builder, musician, campesino, whole families out late for orange and vino. There's hippies and dippies, pachero and giri, a few wild-looking women and men who look weary. There's homage to the Moors in the form of the town arch, and also to the heroine who stopped their march. This steep white genial town in Arabic means little fort, and on a fine rising street sits that old house I bought. I may have read this before, but I think it's worth doing again, another bit of doggerel. Land of 100,000 welcome. It's inspired by a Woody Guthrie song. Travel through this country from east to western shore really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. Saw the failing farmer filling forms about his cows. Heard the auction hammer knocking down his house. Talked to fed up fishermen idle on the shore, and fish officials saying, not much fish there anymore. In the capital of boom and bust, the humour's quite laconic. Putting up a bloody spike seems really quite ironic. Billions into docklands from Celtic Tiger guys. Did no one ever tell them the sea is going to rise? Heard residents pleading for local democracy, battling for zero waste, no burnt hypocrisy. Went to a writer's bash in the charming party city. People saying bitterly, "Why is our water shitty?" Now we have a war port where the soldiers transit. Are we all accessories? No politician bandit. Saw the factory worker, she's just lost her job. Boss is saying, "Relocate, save a good few bob." In the Venice of the South, where the crack is finer, no more of the Pfizer riser. It'll be cheaper to make in China. Office parties, traffic jams, huge loan for houses. That's a progressive recipe for strife between spouses. Steamrolling the people to bring the gas ashore. Just who is shelling out, who and what's it for? Econuts in the trees, Mother Nature's last defense. But MRFs are more important, have a little sense. Heard a poor old patient on a corridor trolley. What the hell is happening to all that taxes lolly? Talk to five and secret, packed into each room. See our hearted system return them to their doom. Heard the weary citizen, wondering if to vote. Vote no, and they'll tell us, don't want the second boat. Second richest nation, some children still ill-fed. Others open to abuse, grow up in utter dread. Travel all this country, through this booming land. Hoped we'd get together, and together make a stand. Gandhi-like. For 100,000 welcomes in a green and pleasant place. People before profits, a state with human face. Shinning.
Thank you, Earl. Next up to the mic, we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Warren. Perhaps in a flutter, it flew away, a long since of death. There she found a lost for words and a cold machine that had been hurt. Now, what she believed herself that the monster was doing, she sat down with her sorrows in the cold atmosphere. And realized in its ways, she found the all soft and pleasant of sound. Her lesions healed with the many abrasions her neighbors gave her, with not. And her soul struck left of the adjoining locker, and fell in there and set the prey for the young and beautiful. Weep not, I've enough warriors to say that, thank you. The next poem is one that you've all been waiting for. It's a poem from the Native tradition of revival. So by popular demand, I'm way out of time, made this so far work. If you sing this, sing me a song. Announce to the world of fight that I told you, not all the fight. There are times I didn't want them, but fate I really can't with none of it. You, the first item, on my beautiful list, just had to go. The imaginary time spent in the world held no harmony with the high class. Your time in the hierarchy just a scandal with court. How I wish to save your sweet voice putting my voyage into tiny elders away from the world. Gave to heaven and to earth until then. I, the human, lost my life on the rock. Strong for survival, I had to take yours. As I piece together your broken body, shattered with land and grief, that I'm still in my mindless framework, recalling your church music word for word, as I play at your funeral. Nothing can convey the cadences of your voice, rising and falling carelessly with a crash. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next up the mic, we have great co-vowel supporter of Cold Front Prolific Story, Mr. Gene Barry.
I read a poem here about the day we got our first fridge in the late 60s, which was donated by neighbours who were relocating. It's called Cold Spell. She arrived in time to look me in the eye, her fading logo, our statement of opulence, and moored where the telly had docked for years on its unsteady podium, right where the eviction took place. Her back, an empty hull blowing a chill to us cargo-less dockers. She had sailed the short distance from Big Fist's mother's house, captained by my father, cleaned to a debtor's scent, no contraband, no gifts. There were rainbows of ice laws, golly bars, and popsy pops tapping on our kitchen window. There were yogurts and juices singing on our back step. Crates of milk and cream was with fish fingers dressed in frozen peas and topped with occasional strawberry head dresses. All we needed now was the money. That's a poem that we published in England in 2 weeks' time. It's called Ephemeral Shank Mare. I witnessed her again this evening, trod the first secular past, simile in tow, embracing her future, clearly decorated with himself, the editor at it. and he cut flicking history CB and sniggering at the audience. Incisors and canines, euphoria and perspiration, torment fighting for its say. Witness that Diana rushed to her finishing line. One day she will be dead right. One more, a quick, it's a short poem here, I can find it. It's called Cold Feet. Written about all those nights at 3 and 4 or 5 in the morning and saying that premature baby on its side in Aaronville Hospital. It's called Cold Feet. I always wore a respectful bowed head when they announced themselves over the hissing and clicking bells, over the whispering pleas and prayers. Never did I peep where Anderson's angel, his child angel, tugged my mats and greens. I stood tall and all that looked, the rosary of red numbers swallowed and loaded. Over the mindful shuffle of white-dressed feet, each new generation's torment circulated as a tiny oak table was farewell addressed in innocent cutwork. Monuments of cold brass and cut glass sized up the odds and took no wagers, but for the moment lived with the soon-to-be-quenched fire and brimstone waters. We often kicked the rolling ball to touch and referees at will. No one stood offside. There was no taunting by encroached engaged. Touch delicately the echoes. Some nights the lifeline lost its moorings and strayed with kicking feet upstream. It was then we could relax. But for the fatigue, I always wanted to walk home. Thanks.
Thank you, James. Next up, we have another prolific terrorist, just back from the sun, and who is guest to see.
Thanks, Bob. A decadent man in his day, he now contemplates in rough trade, and each naval crease means literal peace, this mystic has nothing to say. He cultivates lawns from the tide, and he is exceedingly shy. A carton of milk, alone, she's in silk, he sees to the flash of a tide. This one is about a tall ship, so tall that she can't leave the port, even though there's a high bridge outside, her masts are higher still. But that's okay, because she is very posh hotel and restaurant, and she's telling her story. And she makes reference towards the end, the Piper's Song, and that is the entrance to Castleton Bear Haven Harbour. And her name is the Viking. The Viking. I'll have no truck with mock tall ships, bulimic tanks of liquid gold. I don't propose to bend a knee, and never would unstep a mast. The suit, that bridge that hems me in to harbour years of gangway life. I'll stay secured and keep each guest their posh hotel my tumble home. My figurehead will often cast a jaundiced eye on Lego ships with cargoes boxed in vivid stacks, bad-mannered ribs and soap dish boats that skim across my basin berth, and towering hulks decked out in glass where bubbling pools of idle rich or landsmen soak their golden hinds. My secret wish has always been return again to naval days, the thrill and ring of ordered steps, a manifest of fresh cadets to line the yard's parade of sail, those forecastle heirs of every ilk or master's voice across the poop and gimbaled hours away offshore. The soundless mitt, a bosun's pet, his musing gaze as flying fish play and break about my lee cat head. In distant roads, the windless song, can sing and moan her ebb and flow. I'd love to seek a further voyage. Secluded shores are yet to trace like sights within the piper's sound. And yes, I miss this canvas press. Feel foot ropes dance where topmen tread. At harbour's mouth, a lash of salt to rinse my plunging tinsel line. A creaking sheave, the quiet routine, ice broken clear and furrowed drills. The scything wind at each crow's nest, a field of wheat discharged at last. In the off chance that my cousin is listening into this podcast sometime, congratulations, Patrick, jumped 11 places to number 3 in the world yesterday evening. Not bad. Keep up the good work. High noon. Cocooned in a gown of dragons, staring he sits in the hallway, right thumb on a rim, Morricone fading away from the remote day room TV. The other one, cumbersome, dissecting his cardigan, a sandal foot on each wrist, a waft of brown soda, pungent and poignant as cordite. Unaware of the danger, a patron at peace with the world, plods between the park chairs, puckers his lips, pockets a tissue of teeth. Kaleidoscopic wall hanging, the stained slash of sunlight, seraphic, sacred and silent. Unblinking, they face one another. Who'll draw that first beam? 20 chrome revolutions apart, Derringer's little trousers. A clumsy bedpan bongs, clear as an angelus bell. Two right hands lift as one. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. Again and again, faint but clear, clear as the luminous frost, clear as the starry heavens, the message repeated in hope. Repeated in hope, repeated in hope, message repeated in hope. Much, much too late for too many, yet due to Morse code, hundreds of souls are plucked from the icy brink. From the icy brink, from the icy brink, plucked from the icy brink. Again, Marconi's newfangled device responds in disbelief to the rescue, in disbelief to the rescue. In disbelief to the rescue, responds in disbelief to the rescue. But wireless history was made and quickly forgot, for saving that small ship, SS Mini Haha. Thank you.
It is with a distinct pleasure. So I can actually read the writing of our next guest, Mr. Louis Mulcahy.
I think it was about 200 BC, there was a man found, the body of a man found in a bog in Jutland, just south of the city of Aarhus, and he had his throat cut and he had fractured throat. And his hair had been tanned red, maybe it was originally red, but the actual water on his bog had red, and his body was like shoe leather, the colour of brown shoes. Old Grauballe man, old Dane, as you lie in awkward repose, there are those who would kill for your colour, and I who would die for your peace. Your hands and hair, the envy of some, and the cut of your throat of others. But each time I gaze upon you, as I have now and then for 40 years, since first we met in your recourse strand, in a mood as dark as the tan of your hide, you force me to think of that I avoid as long as I possibly can.
Uh,
Amadine was the son of Meletius, who came here, brought the Meletians to Ireland. And they originally, I think, came from the plains north of Iran, up near around the Ukraine now. And on the way, they are said to have gone to Crete around the Mediterranean there. And I think they were there around the time that Crete was devastated by people not sure about the volcano on a nearby island or some other natural phenomenon, but everything there was going on. Amardine, well, he wrote a famous poem where he likens himself to nature, I suppose. Amardine. Far from Scythia, all fashioning behind us, work tools turned to ash, slight traces of our passing left high on festal ground. No loss was more regretted as we took to boats again than Radamanthus' treasure, great kneading pots of clay and potter, I don't know if it's like that. 4,000 years ago, this holy salt this day, temple smoking, palace riven, by fear and hunger driven, we strove against fierce western winds, became for a time salt sea and wind, fish in the ocean, birds on wing. We were the boats we sailed, the waves we trod, we were Pharaoh, Nascone, Aquitani, Guile. Emergency. We got somebody who fell, broke their arm and had to have a lot of work on. Fell ice skating at the 63 years of age. Emergency. Green, grey green, what is the colour of her eyes that now lie blinded by soft lids that bear such long and curling heads? To knit the smooth brow to the cheek and show the downward pull from fine formed nose and full red mouth to where the hair is spread gently on the bed. How faint the face of those so close, how delicate the light we take to last. To think those depths are gazed on day by day are by a doctor's hands are locked from view. Treasure should be registered and catched for taking out again to see and savor when memory is lost, made blind by time. An old man longs. I wonder would she swap the blush of youth for what I have which she has not? Could those cool eyes that mask the inner tumult discern beneath the ragged veil the riches here assembled, sense the wisdom and respite from striving and ascending, the capital accrued in the number of the years in my collection?
I love poetry. Okay, next up we have the first of our successful conversions from bar womanship to poetry ship. Celine McGarney. Celine McGarney.
Surprisingly last night, two of my friends, one living in England and one living here, both got dumped. So I very little sleep and I've been on the phone to them, so I've decided I'm not going to waste any more credit and I wrote this and I'm just going to send it to them to the next person who rings me. Right now.
Yeah,
girls, 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 as Intimate's father Jack would say, without being patronizing and using the same old cliche, but they are just men at the end of the day. Dealing with them, there's a few supposed ideologies we should survey. Men will always think that they are always right. When you say something is black, they will argue it is white. And such egotism should be viewed as contrite, but us females will allow them to have such pleasure, just to be polite. After breakups, you feel you don't know them and you want to understand them more. So here's a few areas of their masculinity that we can now explore. Being physical, virile, athletic, strong, brave are apparently part of their composure. Emotional, unemotional, stuck, never crying or talking about their feelings are not in the male culture. Sexually aggressive and seemingly experienced, Being a bachelor and a player is fashionable, as for them single status is acceptable. And charming even the most fairest of the opposite sex, to them it is acceptable. Such characteristics are not scientifically proven, but most definitely plausible. Knowing when they're onto a good thing is something they underestimate, but the majority of breakups end up being fake. Even if they tear you inside out and leave you in an emotional state, they leave you open to find that true one that's just lying in wait. Knowing these things and perhaps believing them, you'll be none the wiser. Now, I'm not a psychologist or philosopher, I'm just a mere advisor. And some would think my views are harsh, and I'm a man criticiser, but I'm always trying to figure them out, and despite the shortcomings, I'm still a male idolizer. And while sometimes in the world of love, there will be some times of that fall, but my main advice to you, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
Thank you, Jane. Next up, Mary Nunez.
This poem draws some of its inspiration from the songs of Hoagy Carmichael, who was first successful with his songs in the 1920s and the 1930s, I think. And the song, the poem is called "But I Should Never Think of Spring." You brought a ghost with you, her prints in the softening earth, her snowy breath on the window pane, on the mirrors, but mostly clinging to the air between us, to our lips, to the voice of Hoagy Carmichael as he sang, "I get along without you very well." You didn't know his music, but fell when you heard that, saying you had never heard such a song, saying you wanted to hear all his songs, your eyes full of soft rain dripping from leaves, your voice full of sheltering in her arms. I lay beside you and listened, looking into the dark eyes of the fox, the dark eyes of the owl, and Hoagy singing, "It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you, the nearness. You listening for a name or someone's laugh that is the same." Thank you.
I think that should be about last round at the moment, according to my time.
Is it?
Okay. I just wanted to get ahead of the bar lady for a change, right? Okay, next up, do we have a Margaret McCarthy in the house? Margaret McCarthy, please, to the microphone.
This is Hope Not Frustrated. I just got back in December and I've spending 2 years for the focus in my last couple of weeks there. Ode to Oz. "How you going?" by Kane, I reckon. "The shores of Ireland finally beckon. I came for 6 months, then here 2 years later. How can I leave when the beer is so much greater? So no more speak of Eskies, no more grog, no more Barbies, just rain and fog. No more rising orange noises and stairways to heaven. Goodbye Southern Cross, hello Sister 7. Drive through bottle shops, outdoor pools, where I come from with too many rules. ATMs in the pub, F-box at the bar, no holes in our pockets from heaven and earth. Good luck to the stubbies, the schooners and tops, back to the long necks, the pints and the drops. They could easily cheat champagne, God forbid the goon, but think the box packs could be tasting soon. The sun would be dimmed by those familiar grey clouds. The fire would be lit, bringing there into for hours. Remembering times when the heat was too much, and forgetting some when the courage was Dutch. Crocodiles, sharks, lizards, koalas, cockatoos, pelicans, jabberoos and iguanas, geckos and spiders, yet to see a snake, but bloody oath I've seen a rake. I've seen the red clowns and silicone beaches, termite mounds, rocks with facial features, trekked in the rainforest, found waterfalls galore, but it's never enough, I want to see more. A multicultural continent is our Australia, some of you never leave, and I can't blame you. The Aborigines got it right when they came here first. They lived off the land before white men gave them the trust. Now the city of Bishimer, busy and so new, graffiti in the suburbs, tourists trying the didgeridoo. Gossip on street corners, New Year's Eve on the rocks, singlets and tongs, and girls in their smocks. Out in the bush, the bearded man like Ned Kelly, a few drinks with the locals gives me a bare belly. Fishing for Barra, road trips up the coast, camping under the Milky Way is what I miss most. The big day out, not seen it, Splendor and Byron, the whole weekend kiss. The Melbourne Cup, the Aussie Open, I can't go home, you must be joking. I've been all over, except the middle, learned Aussie slang, which is quite the riddle. I have lollies, Vegemite, and wiggly grub, green end, blue steak, and caramel too much. I was home to my family, my mother's roast lamb, my settled down friends who've been wondering where I am. I'll take it all in my stride and see what will happen. I've 3 years to catch up in, I'll be too busy yapping. To be thinking Australia and Triple J Radio, to be chucking a wobbly over lost paraphernalia. And although it breaks my heart, I miss it heaps, but I'll call him back home with me as he speaks. There'll be murder with the accent, they'll call me an Aussie. I'll sometimes forget and yell out, ain't easy. I'd be lost for a while, which denied no worries, but they know each one of you through all my stories. But the memories live on when you touch base at home. It's the 21st century and we've all got phones. So give us a call so we can talk about what was. That time full of adventures, that time and all.
Next up tonight, can we please have the resounding voice of Mr. Tony Desmond?
Thank you.
Now Sherman could have walked in, and he would have gone, what the fuck is Sherman Gill? Yeah. Anyway. Anyone else want to say a poem? Ah, you coward. Right. Next, last, but not least, up. What? In your seminar poem, about 2 weeks ago, isn't it? That would just be going to September. That's a hope.
To the Zulu.
I'll take the September. Come on, can you break here?
To the Zulu.
The Zulu one. No problem for me tonight, no. I'll give you the normal tail ender, you know? Oh, Corcoran. The purple mouth. I'll give you a purple mouth at the end. I mean, come on.
Well,
that's something
they
put in here
over inside, Brian.
The purple mouth.
You're
changing your mind after the next time. You've changed your mind. Next up, do you ever like? I'm sure we're related. Miriam Casey.
Homeward. Coming on the rock by the sun, cast adrift from everyone, and yet not all, time. It fixes me on a position of waves to send me home. Where do I come from? Am I not lost? I endure, therefore there is some hope. There is another wave at my back to ease the burden if I lack. A sparkling, shimmering light, the breath of truth, through hindsight, it does not break.
Well, the earliest verse we've had in Gladiator, right? So I'll give you the video poem. I should know this by heart, but I don't. I think I had most of it at one point. It's called Anginya Malalanga. That's one word. That's seven syllables.
What's it mean?
It means I haven't disappeared. So I'll read it to you in the studio. Do you want the translation first or the translation afterwards?
Afterwards.
Okay. How Africa. Uwafihile gubi amapupo ami. Gogo. Wamatemba ami. Ami nalanga nawe izolo. Au zangi ubone imibuza imeswene ami. Ngiyamangala ngani, ukoshiwe ngani. Ani nyamalalanga. Hao mfowetu. Asibonanga ukoikanya, bonyanga, ukufunayo ganye. Ezambia nejin globo izin nani. Mfo, bisingi mwenye swazi lenz. Sibonge nkanye di igukale ni waku. Sisi, mkumbuti waku. Uchwala bintango yako. Abuzangi bukabole zinyozami. Itribine shabati panzi imalawi. Baba, indlela yanu. Asino kango chani bofule imu wago ingula. Panzi ipotswana. Bushita shi. Ani nyamalalanga. Hau Afrika, msaume, ugugu, agumemezi. Elesutu, lapo, izinkulunkulu zezintabu zikailu bukala. Ukulume, uzini lomlilo, elidala, elbeobeba. Noma, e azanya, ipi leyon dona yomlungu, leyon slanya elimsobe ingega ikubone, isa tabanga nge kandalayo. Au Afrika, utanga luwako, lunya malala ndena mambu. Aninya Malalanga, Anisanya Malalanga. Thank you very much. Yes, great. I think we all really got to the root of what I remember like that, you know? So I spent half my life out in Africa, yeah? travel around, a lot of fun. And Zulu is probably the easiest African language to learn. And it's understood by at least 7 or 8 other cultures that have very similar languages, like the Xhosa and the Matabele and the Swazis. There's quite a bunch of them. Africa, where did you hide away my dreams? Grandmother of my hopes, I didn't sleep with you. Why do you not greet me? Did you ever see the questions in my eyes? I wonder why you forgot me. I haven't disappeared. Brother, didn't we see the same moonlight once in Zambia with the small elephants? Brother, weren't we together in Swaziland where we praised the star of your beginning? Sister, your brew, the beer of your love, did it not kiss my feet with the sands of Lake Malawi? Father, my path, did we not smell the thatch after the rain, under the fresh heat of Botswana? I haven't disappeared. Oh, Africa, maybe old age doesn't announce itself in the Lesotho, where the mountain gods end their tears, where you spoke the old spire language of the Baobab, or in Azania, where that white man, that white lunatic, who will not see you, still thinks with his head. Africa, your love disappears like a cloud. I haven't disappeared. I still haven't disappeared. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.